It's time for the Chamber Member-to-Member Focus, brought to you by the Windham Area Chamber of Commerce, designed to promote local and area businesses and help us understand why shopping local is so important to keeping our community strong. Here now is Chamber Executive Director, Tyann Hall-Marcy.
All right. Welcome to our Member-to-Member program again this month in March. Thanks again, Steve from KDOM, for having us. Our Member-to-Member Focus program is featuring Ferdine Construction and also Nick Peterson from Quality Painting. So, boys, let's hear a little bit about yourselves. Terry, Bill, you guys from Windham, have kids, go to school here. Tell me about yourselves a little bit.
I'm Terry. I grew up in a little town, Rossi, Iowa, by Spencer, and went to Bemidji State College, taught school in several places, been in the construction business off and on all the time. Built my first house when I was freshman in high school and college, so that's how I started the construction business. But we actually came to Windham, Karen and I, we bought out Wynn's hardware store and went on from there. So,
interesting, didn't know that.
Business and going.
Awesome. Bill, so Terry's your dad.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You grew up in Windham then, have kids, married?
I grew up in Windham and since I was four. And I got two kids and my wife, so
have a family.
I have a family. So what?
Did you go to high? You went to high school.
I went to high school.
Did
in
you
Windham.
Go to college anywhere or anything?
I went to
like
college
that?
In Bemidji.
Okay.
And I taught high school for 10 years, building trade or like industrial arts and building trades. So then I quit that just to do construction on its own. So
awesome, perfect. And then Nick, the baby of the crew. I've known you for many years, but let's hear your story and background.
Okay. Born in Windham, lived here till I was about five. Then my family moved to Rochester, Minnesota. Moved back when I started sixth grade. Graduated from Windham High School. Went to SETC up in Mankato for a short time. School wasn't for me, so I hit the ground running on working. I first started painting when I was 15 years old with my dad when he started his painting business by himself. I worked on and off on weekends, summers, when all my friends were catching rays and hanging out and running around, I was painting. I moved from Mankato to Arizona for a short period of time to check out the sights, I guess, and just keep working. I moved back in here to Windham in the mid-2000s, so 2007, 2008, I believe. Started working at AGCO. Worked there for a short time. Was painting off and on in the weekends, nights, summers. Then started working at Toro 11 years ago. I worked there for 10 years. In those 10 years, I was by my wife. A year later, we had twins. Boy and a girl, and they are going to be 9 this August, and we have 2 dogs now, one that is just only 5 months old, and he is fun to be around, but he's a young pup, so it's the training 101. I started my business full-time this past June. It's been a very good year, learning experience. I've had quite a few jobs here and there, started out, but I just continued to start snowballing. Winter times are usually slow for painters, but I've been very, very busy, very fortunate. And this summer is going to keep on going. I have many, many houses to do.
Awesome. Fantastic. So, interesting thing with you guys, which was also with Bramer and Joel, which is probably more common than what I actually thought it was or realized it was, is that you guys have, like, family businesses, right? Like, Bill, Terry, son, dad relationship working together. And then also, Nick, you worked with your dad for a long time. I went into it last month, how I worked with my mom. It can be interesting doing that. How did you do that? Like, Nick, I know your dad passed away a couple years ago, and that was when you decided to kind of go in and take this. Like, was it a struggle when you were working with your dad, or was that an easy thing to do?
When I was younger, it was very hard to work with my dad because I was young and I wanted to just run around and go hang out with my friends and play. But later on in life, my 20s, I helped him out on a few jobs. He's helped me out on a few jobs. And yeah, he passed away 2 years ago this spring. And it's been a good learning experience through working with him and then learning the stuff that I did on my own. So it was a good collaboration throughout the many years.
Awesome. Bill, I bet you got a few stories about Terry over here, but how is it going with you guys? I mean, obviously I've seen you guys interact together. You guys have a lot of the relationship that I had with my mom where you guys get along really well. Easy some days, hard some days. What's that look like for the two of you?
Well, most of the time when I was a lot younger, I mean, I was learning the stuff and, you know, you're going to be hard on anybody when they're just learning. So I don't know if it was just because I was a son or if it was just because I was learning that, yeah, I was hard some days, but most of the time in the last probably 15 years, it's been like we're more of a team, mm-hmm. and it's not even a problem that way. So I think we make a pretty good team on working through problems mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And so I've never really had a big problem working with my dad, and I don't know, it's nothing more than working with anyone else, really.
Right. Terry, how about you?
Well, it's kind of true, like you said. Bill started shingling houses when I was 13.
Uh-oh,
and
child labor laws.
And I started probably shingling barns and crap when I was a kid. But we've worked out through pretty good. Right now, we've got a pretty good system. We have four people, and we can divide up into two groups on small jobs, and we come together for big jobs. And I basically do all the estimating and kind of setting up jobs, and I take care of the bookwork and so forth, so it works good. But as I get older, I can't really do a lot of those things. So. And we worked through other things. We had race cars together and things like that. And actually, Bill was my boss when we worked for Minnesota West Vocational because he was a Jackson employee and I was a Windham employee. So I had to get along with him then.
So, Terry, you've been a huge part of the community for a long time. You worked at the school system, so did you, Bill. And then also, you guys have been chamber members for a very long time.
Yep.
One thing that I kind of touched on, the vision of the member to member to me is kind of to reconnect our business owners with our community members. You know, like back in the day, you had to really go out and meet people in order to get work, where now it's kind of changed where we kind of do it on social media or different things like that instead of that personal connection. What changes have you seen in the community, or do you think your way of advertising your line of work has changed a lot over the last, have you need to get more creative with things in the last few years than what you used to do to get jobs?
Actually, I guess as far as advertising, we've actually got less creative because word of mouth is our biggest seller, and that's worked great for years. The last 10 years, I guess, most of our advertising has to go with kids.
Okay.
You know, like the theater has free movies that are out right now.
Yeah.
We have donated to that and sponsored that for years. And there's a lot of other programs. We used to have Easter egg hunts and other Christmas things. We've always put money into that. I haven't needed to really advertise. I put a good ad in the Citizen every week. We've used that ad since day one, I think. And we run good ads when they have their spring and fall builders session, and our places are sponsored in those a lot of times, so we have to kind of.
Do you guys have a website, social media site,
no,
all that stuff, Bill?
No.
Okay.
I have to tell a little story about, we're talking chamber business. And when I came to town, the chamber director had this back home again program going.
Okay.
Don Roach. And he thought it was perfect when I bought Wins Hardware. The long lost Fadim brother came back to Wyndham to work and to have business. So he rebuilt up. And if you knew Rendell Fadim and Merlin, they came in the store after Merlin came in, and he says, I had to meet my son I didn't know I had. it was comical because the Fadim's from that are from Comfrey, and I'm from Iowa.
So yeah.
We get along great and talk, and we played softball together. But it was kind of comical that way. But, we don't need to push a lot, but we do try and we do things at Wyndham.
Right.
Now we're living here. We also have a rental business. We rent several buildings in town to people. So
you guys have your hands in a lot of different things.
And yep. We want to see Wyndham grow.
So, yep. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. We're for Wyndham.
Yay. Nick, how about for you? So when we came in, you had said this is the first time you've been in the KDOM building. So what ways are you doing advertising, or what are ways that you are marketing people? Do you have a website, different things like that?
I do have a business website page, Nick Peterson Quality Painting. I do, just like Terry and Bill here, word of mouth is probably our best advertisement. But I also hear for the Wyndham Chamber, so if you need to contact me, you contact the Wyndham Chamber and they will give you my information. Google. It's really weird being like, you Google your business and you're right there.
Right.
I have signages, when I'm painting a house, an exterior, I have it there. I leave business cards in different areas like Ace Hardware and other places that mm-hmm. will give out my name and stuff like that. Those got a phone call. No, but I'm trying to get more and more into giving back to the community too, and I don't have any rental businesses or anything like that, but like if you want to make your business or house look pretty, I guess call me and I can paint it for you, but giving back to the community is a definitely must in my eyes. And we just all gotta get together as a group and do it. In our age group, we gotta be the ones that start a lot of these projects and make sure they get done.
Right. So I just have one final question for the two of you. Tell us about Shopping Local. Like right now in the month of March, we're on the 1 year anniversary of these interesting times. I call it interesting times that we're in because I don't like to call it anything else because we will get through it. It will be over. And so this month through the chamber, we're really trying to push this local, going out to eat, shopping local, all that stuff to help really push through, hopefully, to the pot of the rainbow, right? Shopping local, why is it important to shop local, Nick Peterson?
I think it's a great way to, like they say on the radio sometimes, like pay your neighbor's salary and, you're paying for this and that. And giving back to the community and making everything local and keeping our money in this town. I know there's things that some people just can't get in this town, and I get that, but there is Lumberyard, there's Ace Hardware, there's a grocery store, there's little restaurants, there's not just big chain restaurants, there's people that sell their stuff on the square, everything like that, that we need to keep going and going to give our money to through businesses, because what goes around comes around, and I'm all for doing that in our community.
Awesome. Nick, or I'm sorry, Bill and Terry, you guys have been around. We touched on it briefly at your guys' house about shopping at the lumber yard and stuff like that. Please tell me in your own words why it's so important to shop local.
All right. I think it's great to take care of things, we buy our vehicles locally, and now we're going down to one car lot, so Higley's got a business of ours.
Yep.
We all drive Fords. But there's others like that. We eat locally wherever we can. We have several nice restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
We use the local doctors and that we can. The hospital and all that's mm-hmm. All fits in, but it really helps because what I pass off into those places, you know, a lot of times comes back to Higley's. Had us remodel their service counter last year, and it's kind of unique if you haven't been in there.
Yeah.
They put up since 1963. They got an old Ford bumper and stuff in there, and we helped put that together for them. But that's kind of neat. And, you know, it's a give-take thing, you know.
It is.
But, the one thing that I think we should mention is really a shame. When I came to town and bought Wynn's Hardware, there were... Tom White told me this. There's 60 places on the square. 50 businesses, 10 offices. It's evolved into 10 businesses, 50 offices. And like Tom said, and I have to admit, I'm guilty too. I have office things in my building. And it's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
The square was a big deal. You know, Saturdays they were busy as heck around the square. Monday nights were busy. That was the open night. Things were really prospering, and we lost that. You know, of course, some of us out on the highway and things, but I think a shame is some of us going out of town, you know. It's kind of too bad. I don't know.
Right. Well, hopefully, after a year that we've had, it comes back to that, you know, full circle of why we do what we do and why it is so important, you know, right? So... that's like the biggest I think of the biggest change or the biggest hope for after this year is that we do come back to the small town roots and really support each other. All right, Bill, why is it important to shop local? I know you got some words of wisdom in there too.
Well, like you said, the business we do with like the people in town, and we build stuff for them too. So if we spend money at, say, Elite Plumbing, we go back and they have us build a shed for them, like mm-hmm. this last year. So we see it both ways. And I mean, I've also seen where if you don't keep the business in town, then you lose the businesses, and then we don't have it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of need to keep spending the money in town just to keep the business in town. Otherwise, you're going to end up going a long ways away to get stuff. So you kind of need to spend the money here to keep the money here.
That's a great way to leave it. That is absolutely correct.
I'm bringing up something else. Yeah. Well, we're in the contracting business, and we do the building.
Mm-hmm.
We need a web of other people. And honest to God, I like Ron's Electric, Holt's Electric. We use them for electrician. Dirksen we use for electrician.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Elite Mechanical. We got Schwabach. We got all those guys out there that we can learn. When we've had to work, and honestly, we're in a job right now south of here. We're using outside contractors, and we're not happy with them. They're not good. They aren't doing a good job.
Right.
We depend on our local contract,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
They do a good job, and they come through all the time.
Yes.
And, you know, we have this thing, sometimes we got to call up, and I called up Phil the other day. You got to get out to our job north of town and get the wiring done so we can sheetrock.
Yeah.
He's there the next morning.
That's fantastic.
If that happened to somebody out of town that didn't know who I was, well, they might get there next week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to know a guy.
Yep, it helps.
It definitely helps. All right, well, listen, I appreciate you guys so much. And like I said, like the vision of this, and I'm so thankful to KDOM and the Citizen and everyone that understands what I'm trying to do here. So I appreciate you guys being on board for this. And I just wish you guys nothing but success in the year to come.
Thank you.
Thank you.